Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have a wonderful healing evening. It's December 26th, and we'll go to the Light Ship in about 5 minutes for healing, and we'll have maybe some special energies from Jesus coming through tonight. So if this is all new to you, just stay listening, and we go to the Light Ship. We're there for probably about 15 minutes. By located out of time, you're here and there at the same time. If you're a seer, a feeler, you can actually maybe see the light beams there. This is where Jesus came from and where he brought people 2,000 years ago for their healing. So we're going there tonight. So what we first do is an emotional clearing for everybody. And naturally, we go back 5 days. And here we go. This is instantaneous healings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. These are all invisible energetic bodies that live with us. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a pain body for those of you who may have chronic pain. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a trauma body for those of you who are in trauma. Normally the emotional clearing does that. We have these on the website, and they're interactive. It's $5 times your age if you're interested in having a whole lifetime clearing. It just happens once. You do it one time, and that's it. So this is a trauma clearing. These are all samples that we're doing now. So 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So if you do the clearing on the website, or me personally, we start at your current age and go back to conception. Remember, you have to get rid of the DNA that's stored in you in this lifetime that's coming forward to get rid of this your baggage, the stuff that you're dealing with. Otherwise, it recycles throughout your whole lifetime over and over and over again. We'll do another type of clearing here. Let's do a sensory body. This is for people who deal with a lot of energies, and maybe they get afraid to go into rooms and things like that because of people's energies, so they become overstimulated. So here's a sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So, let's go to the light ship. So if you have any animals or pets, they're allowed to come with you. You cannot bring people. This will only work live right now with the people listening to the program. This will not work on the archive, but you will be able to feel the energies from the light ship on the archive program. So here we go. And we do this also on conference calls, Mondays and Fridays, for $20 for 1 hour light ship healing session. So here we go. I'll count to five as we go up to the light ship. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're in different rooms now. The healings are between you and the light beam doctors. If you're a seer, you may be able to see them. And they'll normally take a form that's physical to us here. So you may start to see physical forms of different types of healing energies up there. So here we go. The first room we're going into is pretty standard. This is the hot tub room, and this is where they eliminate and help us with body detoxification. So we're in different hot tubs now. Remember that healings are between you and the light beam doctors, and we're all individual and separated from everyone else, so your energies will never mix. So the first hot tub room that we're in has a pink gel. So here comes the energy, and we'll increase it as it comes down here. And if you wish to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, just go to the Creation Light Ship healing location, click on it, and scroll down about a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar and bring up the light beam. So here comes the energy of pink, the pink healing gel for detoxification. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And next we're going to go into another location. And let's go into the room where they eliminate and help us out with physical body pain. And what they use on the light chip is a energy that's black in color. And this one happens to have golden speckles in it. So here it comes. And I can see in the fast chat here, Sharon says baggage. Baggage is what you're recycling daily. That's your stuff. So here we go. A pain release room, energy coming down to us. I'll count to 10. Remember, I have to command the energies to bring them down down here for everybody to experience them. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's go into the room where Jesus resides. This is his spirit energy of the energy that held the body, physical body of Jesus, okay? And we're going to the special location on the light ship. And if you wish to bring forth the picture of Jesus, it's underneath the BBS fast chat. And I think you can also scroll down on the page a little bit to get it too. But when I just click on that, you're going to see the energy change on the pictures. And this happens on every show. So if you're interested in listening to an archive or just coming on next time, we have 4 shows a week. You're going to be able to watch these light beams come in to these pictures, and they can become actually a real picture with life force energy. So here's Jesus' energy coming in. Bring up the picture of Jesus. Here he comes. You can also feel it coming through your monitor and into your room. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We have a request to bring in the energy of compassion that Jesus had when he walked the earth. And so the compassion energy will be coming through now. Here it comes. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll put some music on here for everybody to listen to. You can just enjoy the energy of Jesus here. This is his compassion energy coming. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for healing, just request your healing. The light only knows you in each particular moment. They do not work in time. So request your healing maybe every minute. And just make one or two requests. Thank you. energy of Jesus, his healing energy at that time. This is when I was in his body. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll bring in the energy of the Star Bethlehem. This is one of the lightship defense ships. So this is a wonderful energy to feel. It'll definitely clean out and clear your room out. So here we go. Here it comes. So again, I'll use the word stronger to bring in the energy. So remember, you have to command the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And even if you tuned in late, you're automatically right now on the light ship. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, these energies can only be felt by your heart. If your mind's looking for them in your head, you're never going to find it. Light only works in the present moment, not in time, not with mind energy. analogy of Joseph. Here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, request healing, and maybe do it every minute. And sometimes people like to hold their body in a certain location. You got many, many rooms in the lightship right now. We're just bringing in some special divine energies because of Christmas here. Going to another room. This is where they have a nice relaxation room where they work with our muscles to loosen our back up, our shoulders, our neck. So we're in this room right now. So here we go, bringing this energy in, and I'll count to 10 this time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you might want to wiggle your shoulders, maybe get up, walk a little bit, bend over, twist, and request healing. You're going to find your body loosening up a little bit here in the next couple of minutes. Remember, the healing is between you and the light being doctors. Floating magnets, and we're levitating, and you may feel your body energy change slightly here, kind of like little donut magnets floating around us here. So we're in this room now. Here comes that energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go to another location. And this is where they can help to release some heart pain. Sometimes Christmas, for some people, might be kind of negative because maybe they lost a family member or something in the past, and they remember the times with that person. So we'll take out these energies now. So just take a deep breath or two. Here we go. This is the heartache room. So stronger, here comes the energy to help you out. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, stronger, a lot of stuff there. Stronger, 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 stronger. A lot of energy there. Here we go. Some more. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll now put some of that healing energy back into your heart center to balance it out. We'll bring in the energy of Jesus, the healing energy now. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Life force energy. This is a red energy. You may feel red energy all around you right now. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Going to the silver room for healing too. Here we go. This has a silver waterfall in it. Very, very nice energy. It's going to come all around you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Sharon says, there went the baggage. Just say goodbye. Look back. Room where they have the golden whales. The water is again silver, sparkles like diamonds. If you're a seer, you can actually see the water. And here comes the golden whales. This will be our last room here for healing tonight. So again, request your healing maybe every minute and just see how they're doing with that. Here we go. go. Here comes the golden whales again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. In the energy of baby Jesus. So this is what he had when he was born. This wonderful energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. To come back from the light ship. So I hope you have the healing that you requested here. So we're coming back down, getting our animals and pets. We're thanking the light being doctors for working with us this evening. And we're having maybe about a half an hour consultation with them before we come back. Remember, we're in their time reference, which is really no time. So it's a little hard to describe because all we know is the word time, but we're in their sequence of events there. So we're going to be coming back now, and I'll count to five as you come back down, and our pets and animals are coming with us. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're all back here. You may have felt the energy shift. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Annika. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you so much for that wonderful trip. Is nothing like it, a trip to the lightship on a Saturday night and feeling all those incredibly special divine energies. That was just incredibly nice. Thank you. And I see a lot of familiar people on the fast chat, and I wanted to just say hello and welcome. Pauline, Sharon, Cindy, Everett, Judy, Marie, Dulce, Ed, Heal Butterfly, and then I might have gotten a few of you too, but welcome. It's so nice. I have to tell you all that if you are listening and you're not yet on the fast chat is a real treat. There are so many great comments on there. I see all kinds of great, great comments, Ron, from people feeling light, and Everett saying he's got his flippers, and how people can taste change and have all kinds of visual sensations, seeing what goes on up there. So that's just wonderful. And of course, if you're not seeing anything, that doesn't matter. It's still working, and if you don't feel things, that's the same. It will still, the healings will be working for you. So thank you so much. And I wanted to bring up the first question that was actually on there from the beginning. Thank you, Ed. It's about mind programming that we have, Ron, and I know This is something I think so many of us struggle with. It's a really, really good question. Ed is saying, my mind programming is nonstop automatic judgment and perfection seeking. And what kind of fix? And I just wanted to, before you go on that question, Ron, I do know you have the judgment clearing online that obviously helps with some of that at least. And maybe we could even have a sample. I don't know. But that's a good question. Ron.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think here. Yeah, a lot of people have that condition where they want to always make things right or have it right in their life or something. It's a rough one to kind of get out of that. And then you possibly, you know, berate yourself or criticize yourself because it's not exactly correct for what you're doing. And all that is just a program. Remember, we're run by programs here. And that's what's in our DNA. So if you kind of look at your DNA as a program that got installed into your hard drive, which is your body, then all of a sudden you start realizing that you're living many, many programs. And then the dark side can actually take one of those programs from one of your ancestors, maybe 40,000 years ago, and bring it forth. Now you're having that experience and wondering why this event is happening to you. Or it's activated by the darkness. So that's what happens. Also what happens is that your spirit and your body will get together and they will do a soul contract for you. And this is very disconcerting once you understand what it's about. So you have here on the earth plane your soul family. And everybody knows about soulmates. You know, a lot of the dating services talk about finding your soulmate, or people say, I want to find my soulmate. Well, your soulmate is not your twin flame. Your twin flame is your other half. So your soulmate is just these spirits that you've incarnated with, maybe hundreds, if not thousands of lifetimes together, sharing experiences. So you want to find somebody who kind of understands you. So you look for a soulmate. Well, what happens is your spirit and your body will set up a contract without you knowing about it. And this contract, which we'll call it contract with a soulmate, can cause you a lot of difficulties, physical harm, hardship, etc. And so this is why I take people out of the soul family, so that you can disconnect yourself from karma. And it's much easier to live once you're disconnected from that aspect of all this stuff that's happening to you. And the reason why your spirit and your body get together to set you up for your learning experiences or learning lessons or whatever you want to call that, we call it stuff happens. And what happens is that you're not consciously aware of what you're going through. So it's much better to be conscious and to be awake and realizing that what you're going through each day of your life is an experience, and you want to look and evaluate what you're going through and release this energy out of your body. Remember, the energy in your body is what needs to get released. The situation, the circumstance will always appear to you because this is what your body wants to get rid of, because it's going to kill the body eventually. If not that one, something else will. And that is a thing that will also pop up. So it's best to have that consciousness. So that perfection could be, on one hand, trying to get rid of this dense energy, and always trying to seek something that is, of more of a divine nature. But the perfection itself, and again, is a judgment, because a light ship never judges anybody. Heard a beep there, I think. Remember, the light ship never judges any of its creations. If it did judge them, then you'd be the darkness. So what your only saving grace is that you're not ever being judged. And so you should not judge yourself either. Just have an experience, whether it's good or bad for yourself. Like the old song, walk away, Renee. Just walk away, Renee. Get out of it, Have the experience, and whatever is there, you don't necessarily have to understand it or learn it. Just know that it's an experience. And you're going on this emotional roller coaster ride with this experience. and it depends how much you tie into it. And the more you tie into it, the more trauma that you're going to bring out of your body. So it's much easier to have an emotional clearing so you don't have to experience all this stuff than to go through it, you know, year after year and day after day of your life. So, Annika, do we have a caller there? I heard a beep, I thought, or some kind of noise. Maybe Annika's off. Okay.
Yes.
Static on my line, so maybe hopefully it wasn't coming across to anyone else there. So.
Well, actually, we have had a little bit of a problem. I just wanted you to know. I apologize for that, Ron, but we have lost Annika, and we are going to try to get her back. The signal was getting poorer and poorer, and eventually it just dropped. So.
Okay.
We'll get her back as soon as we can.
So how much of this did I miss out on, what I was saying?
No, we haven't lost anything. We've been live the whole time. We're still live now.
Okay. So here we go. So let's do I'll try to read the fast chat if I can here. A little difficult sometimes here. Let's see here. Let's bring in some color frequencies for everybody. So here comes the rainbow energy from the light shift. And this is another waterfall. I use water a lot in the light shift for cleansing. And we're in this beautiful rainbow waterfall. The drops kind of caress your auric field. So here we go. Coming down and around and through you. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So just kind of feel this energy. And I'll be in Los Angeles, middle of February. Conscious Life Expo, LAX Hilton. We'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a wonderful event. So if you're in the LA area, come and see me. My booth number is 308. And then I'll be going back to New York. That'll be, I believe, the end of March, the New Life Expo at the in Manhattan at the New Yorker Hotel. So most of you who are back east probably have heard about this. It's one of the main events that they have in New York there. So that's very interesting and fun to go to, too. And we also have the Light Infusion Chamber there.
Thank you, Ron. I do appreciate it. We do have your guest back with us.
So we have Annika. Are you out there, Annika?
Yes, I'm back again. Sorry about that. So I missed what you said last there, but I'm back on, and thank you so much again. And, I don't know, were you working on Ed's question?
Yeah, we worked on Ed's question. Hopefully I answered that. What happens a lot of times, like I said, we judge ourselves too harshly, and we want to seek perfection. And... boy, that's kind of a rough one because perfection can go in many, many areas. When you're in the moment, you're already in perfection. So when you're in the time-based reality, then you're running that matrix energy, and that wants you to overextend yourself. And also, entities can come in making you want to be more of a perfectionist. But remember, when you're in the moment, entities cannot interfere with your life. So that's one way to look at it. So try to go back into your heart. We'll do that right now. Most everybody listening is probably already in their heart center automatically, but here we go. I'll just do this exercise. This you can do yourself. You should be doing this yourself all the time. Wait to do it. So we're going to drop down. So pump from 10 down to 1 like an elevator dropping. And just kind of visualize, if you would, your mind, the mind chatter that you have, your awakening thoughts, that's on the 10th floor, and the first floor is your heart center, and you just count from 10 to 1. It's that simple. And you have to count it to command the energy. So here we go. Popping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. They should be in your heart center. Think a thought, and it should be out of your head, away from your head. It should be inside of your heart, and so, or in your chest cavity. So it's very important to stay heart-centered, and that's where your answers are. Your spirit will never connect to your head, because that's the darkness, that's the mind energy. But Jesus talked about knock and the door will be open. You have to go into your heart center. The kingdom is within. It's in your heart. So this is the whole process. Best chat looks like Judy is asking to... Okay, so your twin flame energy, you're created on the light ship, you're whole. And when you leave the light ship and you go to your home base energy, that would be much like your soul family here, but this is strictly energies in the light, but then you split off. And you could even split off at the light ship, but basically you do join up at your home base energy. So to keep it simple, on your home base energy, you split off, there's two of you. So if you want to use polarity, it could be male and female, it could be positive, negative, but it's the other half of you, an exact copy of you in spirit form. So it's actually one half of you. So one half of you goes out in the universe in one place, another half goes to another. So what's happened here on this planet is that when you came in here, the darkness prevented you from being connected to your twin flame energy. So right away you lost your spiritual backup, lost half of you. That's very disconcerting. You also lost the availability of the spirits from your home base energy to help you out too. And so everything was very copacetic until you came here. And this is why people, you know, are yearning for relationships. They're buying things, looking for things outside of themselves. And those things always work. Whatever you buy, it'll help you out and make you feel better for a short time. And then after that, you may wonder why you bought something. And then there are people who want to live in the past, and so they collect a lot of things from the past. Maybe they're a antique dealer, so it'd be nice to have that, to buy things to resell. But if you're just a collector and your garage is full of stuff, that's probably because you lived in that lifetime and you want to bring back the energy of that lifetime to yourself because you think you're lacking it here. I'm going to slightly off on a tangent here, but basically once you have your twin flame energy and your home base energy connected to you, and this is what I call the 4-in-1 healing, it costs $150, then you are whole and complete. You feel wonderful. You don't feel loneliness because you have that energy with you. It doesn't matter if the person's on this planet or not. There's very few twin flames on this planet, the other halves. Normally, you know, the universe is like a grain of sand, you know. We're on, you know, one grain of sand here on the ocean beaches. There's so much more to see. So the odds of having a twin flame on this planet is very, very, very almost impossible. But there are some people here who are twin flames, and you may not ever meet. And if you do, it's probably the most, number one, either the most joyous thing in your life, or it could be the greatest heartache, one or the other. And most twin flames do not get to stay with each other because they just don't. So that's the way it is. So let me see what else we have here. You still out there, Annika? Okay, maybe not.
It's coming through a little bit, but and you know, we'll do what we can anyway. I also saw a good question just to relate to what you were just talking about. When we go to the light ship, does our twin flame know this, and could they join us?
No, your twin flame, when you go to the light ship, your twin flame does not go to the light ship. You can only go to the light ship during the ascension time by someone who is able to bring you to the light ship. So I'm talking about, you know, universally what happens here. I'm able to do that. Your twin flame typically will not go to the light ship. We'll go to your home base energy. And so the fact that you go to the light ship, we can go to your room where you were created, and we can remanifest your spirit energy. Have to do physical healings on the light ship. So on the light ship, your spirit is recreated, and that spirit of you, which is in divine perfection, reintegrates your body physically. This is why you feel so much better there. and the healings take place on the light ship. Now, when you come back here, your emotional baggage, your traumas, your stuff, your DNA and everything else that has darkness in it, that has not been cleared from you, is the reason why you don't heal. And it's also based on how much spirit you have in your body. Remember, on the light ship, you have 100% spirit. This is why the healings work, because your spirit is able to integrate with all of you. But if you're only 20% down here, you know, you can only expect a 20% healing, because where's the conduit? You know, your spirit can only be the conduit for as much as that it's in the, you must be in your body fully for the ascension process to integrate with your cells, not just to be in your body. So there's a lot to it. This is what we teach about ascension. So we're doing the same teachings, the same healings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. There really isn't anything different. Maybe some of the words are changed, but it's still the same healing. Unfortunately, because of people living longer and being older for this last 2,000 year cycle, and the more darkness that people have, and the more that we have for communication, the more judgment people have taken on. So the last probably a couple hundred years, we've had a lot of judgment energy coming into us because we happen to seek more things. And naturally, when you seek something, this is, you know, in the Bible it talks about the, you know, the apple on the tree, you know. I don't know what it is, but something like, don't partake of the tree from the fruits of good and evil, or the fruits of knowledge, or something like that. I'm not really a Bible person, but you may all understand that. And so you're seeking knowledge, and when you seek knowledge, knowledge is judgment, because you have to judge. On the light ship, there's no judgment. So when you have judgment, you're storing a condition inside of your body of good and bad, plus and minus, you know, whatever it would be. And when you're polarized, that prevents the energy of your spirit from coming in fully. And this is why we have a new healing out, the harmonic clearing on the website also. So we have a special event coming up, which will be on January 2nd. It's Saturday, and it starts at 1 o'clock PST. It's $20. It's a four-hour conference call, and we'll be bringing in the energies for the ascension of the Earth Spirit for 2010. So this energy is what it would like to experience for the next 12 months for its own healing. And that still can change. Remember, the light only works in the now, so the light does not have any preconceived energies. It has its own divine plan of when ascension is going to be. But the Earth Spirit is kind of like going out and looking at what it needs to have done. And when it wants to have those frequencies come into it, then it goes into the planet, and then the planet then resonates those energies to you. So you have a little way of, you know, looking into the future of what the Earth Spirit would like to have brought to it for its own healing, which can also affect you greatly. So, Annika, let's see. We have one from Judy. I guess says, can you explain home-based energy? Okay, your home-based energy is where you go to after you leave the light ship. You never go back to the light ship, only like what I'm doing now where I bring people up to them. Once, remember, all the healings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago were active when he was here physically. When Jesus left the earth plane, then all of his healing stopped. The light ship left. So for 950 years approximately, there was no healings on this planet by Jesus who walked the earth, okay? The churches that was praying to him were using the light of the darkness, Jesus, to do the healings. So you can listen to some other shows, if you wish, about the light of the darkness. But the light of the darkness mimics the light. And so whatever you find in the darkness, that's copied from the light. And they also have other things that the light does not have. But from your spirit standpoint, your spirit needs to know about light, so the darkness creates that. So the teachings that Jesus had performed, which may or may not be correct in the Bible, along with his healings, what was correct was what actually happened, okay, if it is correct. And that was him doing those particular things. And that was from the light ship. But when he left here, and we'll just say he left here at, hypothetically, we'll just say, well, to be after death. That's another strange thing which I mentioned. Our calendar is set up on zero, and then you have before zero is before Christ, B.C., and after zero is after death, okay, A.D., so you understand that. So Jesus lived in the zero, so which is out of time, you say. But they don't take account of his lifetime because it's a zero. So ideally, if you were to go with the time frame, you know, if you took zero, you know, which you can't, but if you did, maybe he left here at the age of 50 or maybe age of 70 or 80. I don't have the information this exact second, but he did do 12 lifetimes at once. But let's just say that he lived to be 80 years of age. He did the ascension. He came back again, showed the disciples that he was able to do what he was talking about, you know, that the proof is in the pudding, and then he lived his life here. So maybe he lived to 80. Well, you know, they don't take account of that on our calendar. So other calendars may do that, but the one that we normally go by is just zero. So they forgot about him. So that's quite interesting. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Annika. But anyway, to get back to the question, your home base energy is where you come from, where you go to after you've been created. And you don't go back to the light ship, but you go back to your home base after each and every incarnation. And that's where your true spiritual family is. And unfortunately, you're prevented from having that energy on this planet because the dark side is in control of you and controlling you both. In control of you and controlling you. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Alexandra has brought up a question that we might have to do on Monday. It's a really nice thing that you do sometimes, Ron, with sampling our spirit up to 100% in our body. So maybe that's something we can save for Monday and remind us all to do that possibly Monday. What do you think?
Yeah, just remind me. That's no problem.
Mm-hmm. And Tammy was asking, is there a putting up in the now time healing?
What's that again? Putting up what?
Tammy asked, is there a putting up in the now time healing? Do you have that
question? I don't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Okay. She just wrote putting up in the now time healing. So I don't know for sure, but maybe we can save that for Monday too and Tammy can write it in again.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. So we don't have that much time to go now, Ron, so maybe we want to bring in some peace energy to the light beam?
Sure, let's do that. So bring the light beam. Let's just bring Jesus up on your screen here. In fact, we'll bring the 12 source energies in. So bring up, this will take 2 minutes here, bring up the light ship insignia, and we'll bring in the 12 source energies. So I'm going to click on mine here. I'm going to the BBS Fast Chat, clicking on it. And it's beneath that. Here we go. So energy number one. And I'll just count to five as it comes in. So one, two, three, four, and five. Divine source energy number two. One, two, three, four, and five. Number three. One, two, three, four, and five. Four. One, two, three, four, and five. Number five. One, two, three, four, and five. Number six. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and number 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and number 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is the 12 source energies. And let's now bring through them for you peace energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, so I hope you had a very Merry Christmas or a pleasant Christmas. So that's about all I can say. Hopefully you have a wonderful new season coming. Remember, we have the new program coming on, you know, which is the 2nd of January, $20 for a 4-hour conference call. It's on Saturday to view and preview the upcoming source energies coming to the planet that the Earth Spirit's requesting. So from there, we have our next show on BBS Radio on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And again, I'll be in Los Angeles middle of February. I think it's like around the 13th, the second weekend. And I believe it's the second weekend anyway. It should be. And back in New York, end of March, 1st of April. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everybody.
Blessings. Yeah, thank you so much.